This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The Trump administration has no right to sensitive information from Colorado voters. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Federal judge said the Department of Justice failed to provide a sufficient reason for obtaining unredacted voter information, such as driver's license numbers, and is not entitled to the data. Last year, the DOJ asked a number of states, including Colorado, to turn over all records relating to the 2024 federal election, such as sensitive voter information that's not usually made public. The DOJ sued when Colorado did not comply. Democratic Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold hailed the judge's decision to dismiss the case as a victory. She said Trump and his DOJ are attacking elections and democracy, and she will not let them win. The White House has defended these requests and said accurate voter rolls are the cornerstone of fair and free elections. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Union workers at Cargill's Fort Morgan meatpacking plant have rejected the company's latest contract proposal. The reasons for rejecting the offer have not been disclosed. The tentative contract included a $2.15 pay increase over a five-year period. More than 1,700 workers have been locked out since May after rejecting a similar offer. The Trump administration is pushing forward a plan to change part of the National Historic Preservation Act that could affect protections for historic buildings, archaeological sites, and tribal cultural resources. Supporters say the rules often delay development, including energy projects on public lands. But Holly Norton, Colorado State Archaeologist, says the process is important and protects cultural sites from being destroyed.
These are the sorts of sites that we can lose in large projects before we even know they exist.
She says the proposal would weaken the role of state, local, and tribal governments. They plan to be open for public comments soon. This is CPR News.